Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Umpiring decisions and the decision review system overshadowed a day on which Australia's batsmen for once had the better of England's bowlers as the third Ashes test at Old Trafford got underway. Chris Rogers shrugged off the safety-first nature of his play in the first two tests to compile a fluent and technically pleasing 84. Michael Clarke then hit a century, interestingly enough, after moving up to number 4 in the order, while Steve Smith made the most of multiple umpiring errors to finish on 70 not out. Australia closed on 303 for 3 after winning the toss. India thrashed Zimbabwe by 9 wickets in the fourth one-day international in Bulawayo, moving into a 4-0 lead in their 5-game series. Zimbabwe were dismissed for just 144, and in reply, India raced to 145 for 1 in 30.5 overs. Amit Mishra returned 3 for 25, Ravindra Jadeja 2 for 28, and Mohit Sharma marked his ODI debut with 2 for 26. Two successive days of rain in Dublin has forced the abandonment of the ICC Women's World 2020 qualifier final, forcing Pakistan and Sri Lanka to share the trophy before Ireland beat the Netherlands by 2 runs to also qualify. Both Pakistan and Sri Lanka had already booked their places in next year's tournament in Bangladesh before the final, and they finished the 10-day qualifying event unbeaten after near flawless campaigns. Ireland then held their nerve to defend 136 to beat the Netherlands and make it through for the first time. Sri Lanka have recalled experienced fast bowler Nuwan Kulasekara for the three-match 2020 international series against South Africa. Kulasekara missed the one-day international series, which Sri Lanka convincingly won 4-1, due to injury, but he will be fit in time for tomorrow's first match in Colombo. The remaining games are on the 4th and 6th of August in Hambantota.